Continuing with our coaches' corners here this morning as we're joined by the Neodesha head coach, John Black. John, how are you this morning?
Doing great.
Busy week behind us as you guys, a unlucky week 2-3 as you guys were just struck with injuries. Real quick, how did you guys kind of bounce back, reflect? I know you guys have got a good set of rosters to fill in those places, but to have your senior quarterback go down and to face a tough team as in Caney, that was probably a pretty difficult challenge.
Well, when we lost him on Monday, you know, that makes it pretty tough to have him for the rest of the week, and then he's probably out another week or two, and you know, he's a two-way starter, so you lose two players when one goes down. Then our fullback goes down, so he's a two-way starter, and they're my two best linebackers. They're both out, so defensively, you know, you're without speed. There's my top speed guys at linebacker, so now you play Caney. We geared up to stop the inside run because that's where they hurt us. And, you know, they're tossing outside, and we don't have the speed to track them down. You change it up, and then they go inside. So you're kind of at a loss. You got to figure out what you want to stop, and you stop that one thing, and you live and die with the other. But, you know, you can load up the inside if you have speed to get to the outside. And then, you know, if you don't have speed in the game of football, that's the key. And right now we don't have a lot of speed on the field until we can get them back. But losing those two guys make four guys down, you know, and it's just tough. It's going to be one of those things for a couple more weeks that we just bear and get through, and hopefully we can keep the attitudes up and get healthy and get ready to play ball.
Gotcha, and it's kind of sounding like it as well. Just go ahead and give us a brief update on those injuries. Is it kind of looking like 2-3 weeks till we can see those seniors come back?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. They're definitely out this week and probably next week. So in 3 weeks we might have them back, but they'll have to go back for reevaluation, and then the doctors will let us know if they're going to be able to play.
Good stuff. Well, yeah, last week that was a tough one. I remember speaking with you and just trying to avoid any further injuries as well. And I'll tell you what, you guys played well against a very, very good Caney football team. And, man, that run game is something else. Not only that, but to also shift and face the pass, because that kid can throw the football just as well as they can run it. So I'm sure that was quite the challenge to face as well. Well, we got a game coming up this Friday. You guys face Douglas. You go on the road. Is this? Let's go ahead and just kind of dive into Douglas. What are some things that we can expect out of this team?
Well, they're a high scoring offense, so that, you know, our defense is going to be challenged. They like to throw the ball, and they have a phenomenal running back. So that's going to be a tough task, but. Anybody that can run the ball real well, you try to load the box, and then they can throw the ball as well. So that makes it really difficult. And, you know, we have a senior defensive back that might be out, and our two fast linebackers are out. So our secondary is going to be kind of a mass unit again. And we have worked a lot of things this week, and hopefully our kids can step up to the challenge. You know, whenever something bad happens, it's an opportunity for a younger kid to get some experience and get going. But you know, we definitely have to have them ready to go. We're practicing those young kids, and we're going to give them the experience, and hopefully they can step up to this challenge.
Certainly. Continuing our talks here with John Black, head coach of Neodesha Blue Streaks. And real quick here, John, last question, as it kind of sounds again, we're hoping that one of these younger guys will step up, but what's another area that you guys really going into this week that we can kind of patch this win together? I mean, I know you're missing those two linebackers there, and to have a good running team, that's going to be tough, but where are some other areas that you can kind of patch this win together?
Well, we've got to be able to run the ball consistently. If we run the ball consistently, we control the clock. If we control the clock, we keep their offense off the field, and that's the main thing, because I think we can move the ball on them, you know, slowly down the field. We're going to have to score in the red zone when you do that, because you really shrink that field down. You know, they're running a 3-4 defense, so they've got a lot of people spread out, and hopefully we can get the ball down the field. The problem is, you know, we have got to keep their offense off the field, because they're a high-scoring offense. They can score at will, and they nickel and dime you, then they hit a big pass, and that's going to be the challenge. Really, just keeping their offense off the field is our biggest challenge.
All right, good stuff. Again, head coach of Neodesha Blue Streaks, John Black, thanks for squeezing in some time with us here today. Thanks for being flexible with my schedule as well, and good luck this Friday. We'll speak with you next week.
Appreciate it, Sam. Always good talking to you.
Good stuff.